Welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged, where Liz and I discuss everything about MTV's The Challenge, Battle of the Exes. This week, we're examining the second part of the finale, as well as we'll do a little discussion at the end about the episode called The Shit They Should Have Shown. I guess I'm not supposed to say shit, but whatever. It's the blurb that they should have shown. This is going to be intense, I think. I feel like the finale was pretty intense. I don't know where to begin. My notes are so many that I'm kind of overwhelmed. How are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm gonna lay it out there. I didn't love it. And the reason is this. I think snow as an element in the finale kind of made it one note, because there really isn't that much that they could show other than them racing in the same, I don't know, it didn't set it up for a lot of different parts. Like I felt like this finale was just them, sorry, it was just them kind of racing through the snow against each other, and it was just the same shots over and over. So I kind of feel like it decreased the actual...
Kind of got a little repetitive.
Yeah, like, I mean, I wasn't on the edge of my seat. I was in the last episode, where there were a few different kind of, you know, little activities that they did, but this one was all puzzles. And I just didn't feel... I didn't feel really, really overwhelmed. But the last one, I have to... Out of the two, I preferred the first half. Did you like this one better?
The problem I have with the first half, I enjoyed the certain aspects of the first half, but the problem I have with the first half is that it had zero impact on the second half, besides the sleeping
it's
arrangements.
True.
I don't like how they all left at the same time. That felt weird that there was no, like, I don't understand why they couldn't do something like The Amazing Race where, you know, Team A leaves 5 minutes before Team B, you know. Give the teams a head start who won the first two legs, because otherwise, you're not. It's, you know, what's the point of racing? I mean, I guess there was the reward of the better sleeping arrangements, but
yeah, I think that that was the implication that the person who got the best sleep is going to do the best.
But it didn't seem like they didn't really sleep much. They got woken up at 5 in the morning.
That.
So
yeah, that's what I was going to say, because he woke them up when it was still dark. So
yeah,
it's true. It didn't have much of an impact, but the actual. I mean, like, the running into the water and just, like, it was, like, activity after activity. But this was just, oh, another puzzle. Like, there was nothing else but the puzzles and
eating. Well, we did have
eating.
The first one was the eating challenge, which you predicted, I believe.
I think, yeah, we both said there were definitely something with eating, and that was disgusting.
CT. With the blood all over his face.
There, I saw a lot of people on Twitter had, like, what's the word? They'd, like, screen grabbed basically off their TV that shot of him with blood all over his teeth. That was awesome. But that was disgusting. But, of course, they had that. And they had the digging the hole part.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So you have Feast for a Viking, which...
Right.
I was kind of worried because it looked like CT did all the eating.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand. But I was kind of worried that maybe he would fill himself up and that might hurt him later. And I kind of wonder if that maybe played an impact on his collapse later, just over, like, gorging himself to help DM get through it. I wonder if that maybe slowed him down a little bit at the end. But I don't know. It's hard to tell, because it's hard to tell how long.
It's true. And they never followed up on really how they felt after that. Like, they never showed anybody kind of, like, trudging along. No one did any interviews saying that, like, they had a heavy stomach or something, or that they felt
whereas in Rivals it was discussed heavily
how
they felt, so
they all felt so lethargic afterwards. But it almost seemed like there was a little bit of time between the eating and the running, because they would have had somebody would have had an intense cramp, don't you think?
I would think so. And then they go to Ice Key, which was the fourth one I wrote down. That's the fourth station, where they basically have to break through to get a key to unlock some snowshoes.
Right, right.
I didn't mind the snowshoe aspect. I thought that was obviously something they had to, well, not had to do, but it's an easy kind of choice. You get some snowshoes, and I found Emily running on the snowshoes hilarious, because she just was like, This is fun.
Yeah, they was some of them. I've been on snowshoes and they're not easy to walk with. Like some of them were just like sailing along, but
Yeah.
someone had a malfunction.
C
Who was it?
CT had a malfunction. They actually fell from first to last because of it. Which was I was kind of I was a little disappointed at, the CT's, bad luck, I guess you could say there.
And then, as you predicted, there were, because there are a few things that we predicted here, Viking-oriented games.
Yeah.
You predicted that there'd be some ice picking, which there
Yes,
was.
there was.
And
We
then the
predicted
food
puzzles.
challenge.
We had well, we the first of the puzzles was, I thought the first of the puzzles was the best of the puzzles. The one involving heavy logs where they had to rejig the design. From I guess they had to take one log away and still have the same amount of borders. So they took from instead of having a big rectangle, they had to turn it into what looked like, I would say, I don't know if it was an octagon or a pentagon or.
Something weird.
It was some sort of gone. I'm not sure exactly how many sides it was because I wasn't memorizing it. But DM did really well there.
She was on fire.
She was great at that. Ty and Emily couldn't even finish it, which was disappointing because I feel like it looked like Johnny and Camilla just left their design there, whereas because they didn't care about Ty and Emily copying them, and I was like, why can't they just copy them?
Oh yeah, I never thought about that.
But
Well, they yeah, that I mean throughout the thing that like Sean throughout the episode, and not to talk too far into it, but DM was just like lucid. Like she had her eyes were on the prize.
they really were.
Seemed totally unfazed by the elements. She
Yeah.
was just like in there thinking straight. They never showed her kind of, freaking out. I feel like I would have, I'm pretty good at puzzles, but when you're under that pressure cooker situation and you're freezing cold, I would have just lost it. I don't know. But what okay, so some of the other puzzles, there's one where they turned that kind of
I think that was called Sliced Up. It was a totem pole shape where they had to match up various, I wouldn't say letters, I guess it was symbols. That one seemed like it should have been easy, but the team struggled with it because I guess there was a lot of duplicate symbols. And again, like CT by this point, because
He was
they,
like lying down by that
yeah,
point.
he, well, he did use a lot, he seemed to use a lot of his energy on the what an ice hole station that just before that where they had to basically dig
A hole.
a hole and then climb through it and then dig again out the hole, which isn't as exciting as you first realize when
There is a hole already.
they're well they there's they're basically it's a structure that they built. It's like wooden structure with snow over top of it and then snow at either end,
Yeah.
so once they're in the hole they don't have to keep digging, which
No.
I understand because you can't really make them dig that way because A, it would take hours.
Take hours, yeah.
And B, you have problems if the snow collapses and somebody dies.
And there was, of course, like wooden beams
Yeah.
because the snow couldn't, if it could have easily collapsed if it wasn't. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that was a little anticlimactic, but because they did make it sound like they're gonna have to dig through the whole thing,
Yeah.
but still, I mean, it looked really difficult. It looked like there was a big kind of hard wall of ice and snow that they
And
had to pick through.
Ty once again seemed to just be a disaster in that
Yeah,
one.
I like how she like pushed him through. She had to like tug him out.
Yeah.
But they looked like they were having fun doing the challenge. Like they looked like they had given up.
I feel like Ty had given up before it even began. It seemed like he just was like, I'm gonna finish this and get the 40,000, go home. Like it
Which
seemed
I
like he was resigned to finishing last.
And actually, I
Just
want
wanted to make sure he finished, which I guess that makes sense. If you know you're not going to win, you pace yourself.
to. And I wanted to add to that I feel like if Emily had another partner, she would have won. She never looked the least bit tired.
The
Like, I think she.
thing, yes, I agree, except we did see a flaw in Emily's
The puzzle.
the puzzles. She's obviously not good at puzzles.
It's true, you're
I feel
right.
like if, and this is going to sound weird, but I feel like if Emily and Diem were on the same team, they would have dominated this
Yeah, of
finals.
course.
Like, I feel like if those two had been on the team, it would have Johnny and Camilla would have been left in the dust.
Yeah, for sure.
Like those two would have just, because let's be
Failed.
honest, like Emily does have the strength of most of these guys, so any of the strong stuff she would have been fine at, and Diem was great at the puzzles and had the endurance, so you know they would have just dominated, I think. That would have been kind of
That
funny.
would have been crazy.
But
Yeah. So other than what were the other puzzles then? There was
well, then the last one, the last puzzle was basically they had to take all seven of their artifacts that they had found and then put them in order in a spin dial. Again, that one seemed like it should have been easy too, because it's hard to tell what they were doing, but it seemed like it took longer than it should have. But they didn't really explain exactly how
No,
everything worked too well. That was a
that was
confusing
the
one.
thing about this whole section is that nothing was really explained because they couldn't. There was too much stuff. There was
Yeah.
too it was too going too quickly. So all you just saw was people kind of struggling through the snow, you know, and there was no you couldn't really like join in, you know? Like in some of the episodes where you know you can watch them do the puzzles and you know how they should be set up and you kind of get invested in it.
Yeah.
Because in this one it was just all sort of mishmash and you just couldn't really understand what was going on. So I think that was one of the problems with this one.
Yeah, and once again, Diem does well, but Johnny and Camilla are right behind them, and then they have to climb up that ridiculous mountain, and CT is just done by this point, and I kept waiting for CT to like get his third wind, but it just didn't come. And
No.
Camilla, I have to say, like I look like I think I said before that I thought Camilla would break. And it looked like she was going to break, but the minute she saw it, basically she realized it was coming down to her versus CT, because Johnny and Diem were both basically waiting for their partners to catch up. So it was coming down to CT, basically Camilla versus CT, and you put that on the boards in Vegas, and everyone's betting CT, but Camilla, God bless her, she did it. You know, you have to give her props. She climbed that mountain and won. Like that was impressive.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and like she was tweeting during it and just being like, why am I so nice to Johnny? He's so mean to me. Like he was saying like the only way that he knew how to motivate anyone was to just scream at them. I would never want Johnny as a partner, but yeah, she just gathered all her energy all of a sudden and you could just see her so suddenly just kind of take off, and then I kind of knew what was going to happen after that.
Yeah.
But it was an upset. I definitely did not think they were going to win. And I'm sick of seeing Johnny win these challenges, honestly.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. I mean, they definitely deserved it. That's not I'm not saying they didn't deserve it, because they did really well throughout the whole season. You know, they worked as a team, all that stuff. But it is kind of disappointing when you see the team win over and over, like see somebody win over and over again. That's twice in a row for Johnny. It feels like he is really good at these things, and so it's hard to like, you know, he's like the New York Yankees of the challenge right now. He's, you know, or maybe the Yankees aren't a good example because they're not doing well, but you know, when they were in their top form, like it's you root against the sometimes you end up rooting against the winning team just because you want to see something different. And it would have been nice, like I think it would have been really cool, because it looked like for a while there that Emily and Ty were gonna maybe make it a
Catch
three-team
up.
race, but I think that was just editing. But it would have been
Definitely.
really cool if all three teams were like
Up the hill,
up the
like,
hill, like it was actually like a three-team race at one point. But
yeah. I thought the exact same thing when they kind of implied that they were making up time. I thought that was totally editing. Like
yeah.
they always do that, kind of making it seem like the underdog is going to come out of nowhere. And I thought to myself, like, how cool would that be if suddenly, finally, in one of these episodes that actually happened? But you could see they're pretty far behind. So they won. Johnny and Camilla, applause. Congratulations. They didn't show a lot of like
The
Sometimes
one,
I
sorry,
look
the one thing I
tedious.
wanted to point out though is that when they get to the finals, they get to the top of the mountain, and they're all celebrating, and then there's like a cut to see TJ
TJ.
Lavin showing up with the check,
Yeah.
and you could just tell like they're just like flew TJ up there and then got
I,
him
yeah.
right back out. He's like, I'm not climbing this damn mountain.
I love that. I love how he appears like this, like beacon of light on the
Yeah.
hill. Like he's just there all of a sudden.
Yeah, and
It's
he's
so
right
funny.
back out.
But they one thing that they didn't do, they didn't show a lot of like in some of the seasons they show this kind of like after thing where the person talks about how proud they are of their partner and like there was nothing about that. So like I expected there to be this kind of like CTDM, like she helped me through my whole life. Like there was when they were climbing up the hill, but it was just kind of like over. When Johnny and Camilla won, it was just the end of the episode. So I don't know, not my favorite finale I've ever seen, but
Yeah, I don't think it was my favorite either. I think the Rivals one, like I know they say, oh, this one's harder. I feel like the Rivals one is probably actually harder in some. I mean, the snow wasn't there, but the lack of sleep,
Oh yeah.
that one. I mean,
And because it was like a forest terrain and like mountains and stuff, it was just it could change up a little bit and you
yeah.
kept my attention a little bit more than this one. But no, I mean, regardless of all that I'm saying, the challenge itself was insane. Like they get crazier and crazier. Like one day people are gonna die, you know?
Well, we were talking about this. We actually saw each other in person for the first time in a
Yeah.
while last night, and we were trying to explain to some of our friends just how insane this final challenge is. These people don't watch the show, and they're thinking that it's like, it's just some obstacle course or something. And we're like, no, this is really intense. Like what these people do. Like it's not. This isn't some,
It's not like Big Brother and
no.
yeah, no,
Like
this is
they're mini putting to win the, it's.
yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's definitely crazy and I have great respect. Like these people are athletes, you know? It's not they are just real world contestants, but you got to be in extremely good physical
And you
shape.
obviously can't smoke every day.
Yeah, and that this should have been like an advertisement for or like a non-smoking PSA because I never expected that to bring CT down. It
It'll
because
be
they never
interesting.
showed him smoking.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because during the 70s and 80s, athletes did smoke and drink a lot, and these are professional athletes. And then at some point, it became, if you're a professional athlete, your job is to be in peak physical condition, and which means no alcohol, during the season, no smoking. And so it'd be interesting to see if the challenge ever gets to the point where there are some people who are just so focused on winning the money that they forego, the alcohol and the cigarettes just to, stay in perfect shape.
Yeah.
Although I don't think the producers would like them foregoing the alcohol. That would make the show not as
Yeah,
interesting.
exactly. But I mean, he was definitely CT could have done it, but he definitely got gassed out, and it's too bad for sure. But they came in second. Everyone won money. It was very, I tweeted something saying it was like the mushiest ending ever. They were all just like so happy for each other to arrive. Like they were just everybody was just hearts and rainbows about it all, which is nice. I mean, it's good when there's no animosity at the
Yeah,
end of
sometimes
all.
it's nice to have some animosity at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question though.
Okay.
So now that we've seen what the final challenge was, of all the teams that participated
In the whole
in the
season.
whole season, let's say they just did the final challenge, all the teams together,
Yeah.
who wins? Like,
If they all just did that challenge?
just that challenge.
Good
Like,
question.
basically, which of the eliminated teams might have, surprised her, do you think?
I think Rachel and Anissa could have done really well. I think that they're smart and I think that they could do puzzles and Rachel is extremely fit and could have gotten through most of it.
That was actually the team. That was exactly the team I was thinking
Oh,
too.
really?
Yeah, because it just seemed
Oh,
like
goodness.
there was some physical aspects to it, but there was no pure strength. So being, so not having like that big bulky guy wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
Exactly. I was thinking Abram and Cara Maria, but I think Cara Maria would have gotten upset. Like she cries easily. She's kind of, I think she would have been the one to be just kind of like, I can't do this anymore. And then Abram would have been screaming at her
Yeah, I
and
could see them getting flustered at the eating challenge.
But so yeah, maybe Rachel and Anissa, but if anyone else out there has any suggestions for that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because like Leroy and Naomi, I love them, but I don't see that. Dustin, Heather are a wild card. It's hard to tell. We didn't get to see much of them.
I was gonna say, yeah, I don't think Heather would
I
have.
don't think Wes would have done that well. Like he doesn't seem to have. I feel like Wes is almost too bulky. Like he needs to like almost just go more for the endurance body rather than pure muscle. So we're done, but we're not really done.
No.
No, we still have two more episodes to talk about. One was last Wednesday, and of course we have the reunion. But before we get to those, kind of want to talk about maybe I guess we could do this after the reunion, but do you want to talk about now about when what we want for the next season of the challenge?
But let's do that at the reunion because
Okay, well,
we do have to discuss the bleep they should have shown, right?
yes, we do. What was your first overall impression of the bleep they should have shown?
Loved it. I loved it. I think it's just, I think me, you and I are different, and that's good in that I think my favorite parts of this television show is more of the background with the people and like the actual drama. I think you probably appreciate the actual challenges more, although I don't mind them. I think they're awesome, but I loved seeing some of the stuff. I thought it was hilarious, some of it, and the interviews were hilarious as well. Like it was well edited. What did you think?
I thought it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed most of it. The only thing I didn't like was where was Leroy? I didn't get any Leroy. Like I
That's
don't
true. There was zero Leroy.
understand how he could spend, you know, it's like I don't know, maybe he annoyed some of the producers there. I don't but
Yeah, that's so weird. I never thought about that.
maybe he's just too smart to say anything funny that doesn't need that shouldn't have been shown.
That's so weird now that I think about it, because even in the group settings, he wasn't around
Yeah.
when they were like pranking each other. And it's not like he left that early. I
No,
looked.
like Wes was in it, so I mean they Wes left
Weird.
earlier than him. I
Weird.
did enjoy the Wes Emily dynamic
That
where
was
Wes was obsessed that
hilarious.
Emily had a schoolgirl crush on me. Who says that, Wes? Like seriously, like
I wanna say something about that part, and it becomes a question to you. I found that a bit odd because Emily doesn't seem to me like Wes's type. Wes likes the kind of like really hot, like maybe too hot for him, chicks who are like really feminine. Emily to me, and I want to ask this on with a guy's point of view, I don't find her very attractive. Like I like her personality a lot, but just like physically, I don't, she's not really voluptuous. Like he likes, to me, he likes like the big boob kind of bimbo girls.
I think Emily's pretty. Like she has a pretty face. She has good eyes and hair. Like she has, you
Yeah,
know,
he's
and the
pretty.
body's great, but I could understand what you're saying. She's not, she doesn't have, she has more of a Linda Hamilton body
Yeah, so it's more masculine.
than, you know, a supermodel's body. Actually, maybe that's an example. We're a swimsuit model's body. But let's be honest, Wes kind of like, who was he gonna go for there? Like there wasn't like there was a lot for
That's
him to go
true.
after.
That's
He's not
true.
going to go after Jasmine because she's insane. He's not going
Naomi,
to
no,
he's
I
not going
don't
to go
think.
after Naomi. He's not going to go after Rachel and Nisa. They're not interested. And so basically there wasn't really a lot of single options for him. So I kind of understand where he's looking at. He's looking around saying, "Who's single? Who have I not slept with yet?" And Emily was probably the best of that lot.
Yeah,
Because
that's true.
he wasn't gonna get Heather, you know.
And
No.
she's
Yeah.
not really his type either. I don't think she's too smart for him.
Yeah.
He wasn't gonna get DM, you know, so.
It's true. There weren't a lot of like slutty girls like that were just like ready to go.
Yeah.
They always throw in a couple of those, but there weren't many in this episode or in this season.
Yeah. It was
What
always
else?
Paula, but
Yeah, exactly. But she's spoken
enjoyed
for,
the
I guess.
Dunbar Paula therapy session. That was also entertaining, you know, and how they were kind of trying to encourage them to talk and
And
discuss
it
their.
shed a new light on why Dunbar wasn't a character at all, because as they kind of said in the bleep they should have shown, that he was trying to like isolate himself and like
Yeah.
put himself in his little fort.
He almost pulled the Robin.
Well, the produ he said, and I don't think he was kidding, that they threatened to like sue him.
Oh, for sure. If you go in there, you don't. Well, there's certain things I know, like on Big Brother, if you take your mic pack off,
Yeah, you can get.
they'll kick you out. Like they'll just kick you out of the house.
And they can not sue you is maybe the wrong word, but it's a contract, violation. So
Yeah, well,
like,
they could probably not pay you for your time or something like that. And I know that
yeah,
I'm sure there's similar rules in Survivor, where if you don't do X amount of little asides,
yeah,
you know, with the camera that, you know, they'll.
boot you out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of shed a new light on it, and which is weird to me. And like, why go on the show? I don't understand. And they were also talking about how he was like, "Oh, I just want to win the money. I don't care about you guys." Like, and he was like the biggest Debbie Downer of the whole thing.
Well, there might have been a different. I feel like there was almost another Debbie Downer, which also sheds light on another relationship that fell apart, was Abram playing the dad. So, like, well, they're all kind of having this ninja prank war, and
It's
Paraprea gets kidnapped during the ninja prank war, and didn't seem like she was upset over it. Well, she was upset over the fact that she got kidnapped, but she wasn't physically being harmed or.
Oh, she's
You know,
just screaming and
she was just
stuff.
screaming and playing along, and Abram stops the whole thing, and I could see where like Cara Maria is, you know, having fun and trying to be part of the group, and Abe's not really letting her, you know, kind of play the reindeer games, if you will.
I think that we've seen him act like that before, though. He's like he has
Yeah.
not a great sense of humor. He's just kind of like takes life too seriously type of guy.
Except for when they're having sex everywhere.
Yeah, except for that. That's crazy to me.
I've heard this before, though. I've heard this. I think or Johnny or Kenny were talking about this on Bill Simmons's podcast about how the tactic is just to have sex in the open and they can't blurkle
They
it.
can't film you at all.
Yeah.
So, and with people like the two of them who are clearly kind of exhibitionists to
Yeah.
begin with, then that would work perfectly. So I love the part with Mark where he was like, "I looked, and then I looked again."
I could totally see Mark being like, because Mark doesn't like, whereas Johnny, they played up Johnny's, you know, I don't know if I think homophobia is too strong, but his
Oh
distaste for the male body.
that was hilarious.
And whereas Mark just seems like the type of guy where he's like, yeah, I'll watch and maybe I'll get some tips. Oh, that's interesting.
It's so funny to me. Like, I mean, it would be a different story if they weren't good looking, but these two people are pretty hot. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, Cara Maria is hot. I can definitely say that, and I think Abram is super hot. So it'd be like free porn,
Oh,
like just
sure. Like,
around.
if one of the producers or one of the video guys, you know, just had that video and sold it
They could
to,
make
you know,
some
they would
money.
make some money. It would.
Yeah, for sure. There was, what was the other part that I was going to say that had to do with that?
The Harry Potter? Were you.
Oh yeah. That was so cute. That's the whole thing about this whole episode. It made me love everybody even more. They're just so funny. I love Mark the most.
I think what's funny is that like them reading Harry Potter was so surprising to the girls, and the guys are like, "Of course we're doing. Of course they're doing. What else are you gonna do? Like
Spending
you're,
nothing else
yeah."
to
I was like, if I was in the house and Mark was like, "Hey, I'm gonna read Harry Potter out loud," I'd be like,
Yes.
Yes, I would listen. Like
Totally. I
gather
am totally
around.
in for that. I
Yeah.
will take one of the characters. I'm trying to think of the I can't I don't know the book, so I don't know the characters, but
Yeah, I don't, yeah. But what else happened? There was, oh yeah, the reading of Dunbar's emails. You know that he must have been so pissed off.
was amazing. I just loved when Ty was talking about how I was talking about how in some of the emails he's like, I'm if I didn't have a shoulder injury, I'd be the toughest guy here.
Yeah.
Ty's like, really? That's not true.
Dunbar's girlfriend was like in high school.
Yeah, they were teasing him because she was young and then
He's like just did a math test or something. I love it. That part was hilarious, but it's his fault. I mean, especially if you're gonna be a downer, that stuff is gonna happen to you. And like, at least they looked like they were respectful. They didn't read anything like
Okay,
provocative.
I wrote down this sentence or this saying, and I can't remember if that was from the emails or something else, but the semen demon.
Oh yeah.
What was that from again? I wrote down
That
that
was
note.
Tyree calling Jasmine that in their
Oh,
like little
yes.
homemade Twitter thing.
Yes, the homemade Twitter thing, which led to the fight, which
Yeah.
explains why the fight happened. We didn't really get an understanding before.
Well, no, it didn't even she's he didn't say that. That's not what well
Oh
he
no,
said
but yeah,
he said
the
that.
Twitter wall led to the fight though.
But then he said something else and I forget what it was that made her all of a sudden punch him. I don't know. That was weird. That Twitter thing was weird. But that's just another example of them being like incredibly bored.
Oh, sorry, I wrote just Ty, CT, the CT Ty fight
Oh, yeah.
early in the season, I guess it was, how CT said something about Ty's teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Saying you have baby teeth, but he was saying it as a
Tiny T. He
he
said,
was he
as
said
in.
you have baby teeth, but he wasn't saying it actually about his teeth. He was saying because he's gonna fall out. Like he was saying you have baby teeth because he's gonna disappear like baby teeth.
I thought he said, okay, this is what I understood. I thought he was saying baby T, as in like tie, like,
Okay.
and then she misheard him. Emily like didn't hear it properly and went up to him and said, "Don't say that. He's very self-conscious about his teeth." And then he was like, "What are you talking about?" And then she explained the whole thing, which like added fuel to, for his fire to like get back at him because he realized there was this insecurity issue, so he like went hard on it. But I never, that's what I
Have you ever
understood.
looked at Ty's teeth
No, I
before
never
this?
even
And then
realized.
he went and bought new teeth with
And
the money he
then
won.
smiled, and he had
Yeah. I
beautiful
mean,
teeth.
he's beautiful teeth, but I didn't know he had bad
I
teeth
think he doesn't
before.
smile a lot.
Perhaps maybe that's why he gets in arguments all the time. Maybe
Yeah.
that's his strategy.
Yeah. And then there was the CT and Ty fight, right? Oh wait, are we talking because there was a Johnny and Ty fight and
Oh
there's
yeah, the Johnny and Ty fight were over spitballs, right?
right, and then they just had like a stupid wrestle in the
Yeah. It looked like it was
that
gonna be
was
something
dumb.
fun and then it just
Yeah. The bugs was a whole other thing, like in the house, putting that huge bug in Sarah's hair.
God, I didn't realize Sarah's hair was so frizzy.
I know that was the thing I wanted to talk about. It looked so dry.
Yeah.
And messed up, but I guess she always has it kind of like up in braids and stuff. You don't notice, but
Yeah.
that was weird. What else?
Was the curse?
Oh yeah, that was
That
bizarre.
was kind of stupid, but
A lot of stuff. They put a lot of stuff
it
into
was
the
very
episode.
cramped.
But it was good that way. It was just like
Well, the other thing they discussed was that Robin might have could have been kicked out for stealing.
oh,
Accident. She
yeah.
meant to steal. I forget who she meant to steal somebody else's toothbrush, but she stole Paula's.
Emily, I
Oh,
think.
was it Emily's?
No, she, I think she, yeah, I think she was trying to steal Emily's.
But she stole Paula's. Oh no, she was trying to
And,
steal Camilla's, because she
oh,
thought
yeah,
Camilla was.
right.
She thought the Camilla. Emily joke was against her for some reason when it was actually against Paula. So then she steals Paula's toothbrush, thinking
Toothbrush.
it's Camilla's, and then brushes the toilet with it.
Like inside the toilet,
Yes.
rather than, and the old prank is to
Let's be
do
honest, it doesn't matter where you put it on the
it's
toilet. That's to me that it's.
disgusting. Yeah, for sure, it's disgusting. And that actually was a part of the real world,
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah, that became like a huge issue. But I think the issue here was that in the old school prank of doing that, you're supposed to rub it on the toilet seat, which is disgusting, but she rubbed it inside the toilet, which is like beyond gross. But then she confessed. Do
Yeah.
you think she would have gotten kicked out?
Well, there was some discussion about how she should have been kicked out, but I think at that point they had already kicked out too many teams. They didn't have any, they would have run out of episodes. Like they would have had to have two-part episodes. So I think they were kind of, well, we can't kick her out. We've already lost two teams. Well, I mean, they kicked out one, they lost another to injury. So I feel like if it had been earlier in the season where they had 10 teams and they could afford to lose one, but at that point they only had maybe five or maybe six teams. And, if they kick one out, then there goes a whole episode, right? So.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing that surprised me about this bleep they should have shown in particular, because this is always something that happens in that in this particular segment, is that there was no surprise hookups shown at all. There was nothing surprising in terms of romance between any of the characters.
Yeah,
Unless I'm
besides,
forgetting something.
no, I mean, like besides the, we kind of were wondering how much Abram and Paul Cara Maria were hooking up, and
Right.
that's the only thing that
That's
kind of was like, oh, okay, yeah, they definitely were, like we kind of assumed they were, but,
And like Leroy probably hooked up with somebody. Where was Leroy met?
the only thing I could think is that they did show a lot of Leroy during the season, during the time he was on. So maybe they just didn't have anything else.
That's true, yeah, maybe.
So I don't know. I'm hoping it's not a. I was kind of worried that maybe it was a bad sign that Leroy was going to be, not he wasn't going to be invited back, because it's like, well, he didn't do anything crazy, so, he's too sane. We don't want the sane guy on the show. So I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping it's that, he wasn't on that long, and maybe they used all of his good stuff actually in the show.
Maybe. I think, have we covered everything in
I
the
feel
Miami?
like we
I
have. I mean, oh, the
forgetting.
Dunbar is no fun bar. I wrote that down. I just love that line. Dunbar is, I think that might have been CT. Dunbar is no fun bar. Actually, it might have been Paula, but either way, it was great.
Yeah, I mean everything, all the pranking is just so looks so fun. That what I was thinking the whole time is that it looked like summer camp, like all these
Yes.
people are just there cooped up together.
I don't know if you watch Jersey Shore at all.
Not anymore, but I
Okay.
used to.
Well, they have prank wars there too. And for some reason that these that prank war and these prank wars both end up being male versus female. And I feel like, I mean, I'm a guy, but I feel like if I was a woman, why would you do that? The men are always going to win the prank war. Like I've
More
never seen
aggressive.
an all women's prank war, like a gender prank war, go towards the women. The men always go one step too far. Whether it's Johnny throwing hot sauce at Robin, or kidnapping Cameron, like they always take it one step further than the women are willing or
That's
able to
true.
go.
And then someone gets hurt, and
Yeah,
then it just
I
dissolves.
feel like if I was a female in that house, I would try to strategize and have like mixed teams, or like have like be like Johnny, let's do a prank war against CT and DM, like.
That or do like emotional pranking because women are so much better than at that kind of thing, like manipulating people into thinking that, I don't know, like getting them jealous of somebody or like getting
Feel like
Abram to believe that Cara Maria is like
Jen
hooked.
with two N's would be the
Oh yeah,
star of that
for sure.
tactic.
And I love the part where CT just like casually rips the toilet seats off the toilet.
She's like, I didn't have time. I was behind enemy lines.
Because Mark says like literally within like 3 minutes he came back with like every
All of
toilet
those toilet
seat.
seats. Oh.
Oh, CT. And like that kind of stuff, that costs money. Like I wonder if they get fined for that because
Yeah, it'd be well, you know what? They must write that into the budget. Like they
I
must
guess.
that 'cause the thing is like that must just be written to the budget where they're just like we're going to have at least $10,000 worth of
Worth
damage
of
to this.
damage, yeah, it's true.
And I can't imagine, like, I know the ratings aren't magical for this. It's not like they're making 10 million people watching, but they're not paying these people that much. If you compare
No.
it to what, if you did 13 episodes of a sitcom that got the same ratings, you'd have to pay the sitcom stars and the writers a significant amount more money than you're paying any of these people like combined. So I mean, yeah, they win 300,000, which is great, but you know, if you're a sitcom star on like Hot in Cleveland, like Betty White's making more than 300,000 for one season of that, I'm pretty sure. And she's not even the star of that show. I mean, she is the star, but she's not like the main, you know.
Attraction.
Like there are like three or four other. I watched like one episode. There's three or four other main cast members that are probably making the same or more money. And so I think they can write off $10,000 in damage to the house without it hurting the bottom line too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's true. That's true. Yeah, I think that's it for the bleep. God, I don't know. Where do we go from here? Because the reunion is the next thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, I feel like there's the thing about reunions with these shows, is that there's always so much drama that resurfaces, like with Laurel there and Adam and Jen had all this drama last time. What could be dramatic about it? Like, everybody got along. No one, maybe
Well,
the
yeah,
blood tie
it
thing.
seems like sometimes they have to create some conflict at the reunion. I think the ways to create it are there's a couple roads. They Wes, you know, there's always Wes. So I mean, you know, Wes will start yelling at Johnny and blah blah blah. Maybe like that's one tactic. But the other one I could see is Rachel against Johnny.
Yeah, that's true. But like, even that's kind of
I
boring.
could see Naomi Leroy. They seem to still fight on Twitter all the time.
Jasmine and Tyree.
Jasmine and Tyree.
Yeah,
But yeah,
that's
the
true.
problem is that the main teams like Johnny Camilla, CT Diem, they're not really going to be Mark and Robin even like they're not going to be really fighting. I mean maybe Robin will, you know, drop some gauntlets, but I feel like she's going to sit back and say nothing.
I think there'll be something with Abram and Cara Maria because
Oh yes,
they
yeah.
just are always breaking up and getting back together. But I mean, the one thing that didn't happen, there was no hatred between girls. Like, no, there was no cattiness between one girl and another. It was all of it was kind of like in joke, like it, or just kind of fun rivalry. So that always makes a season really.
Well, I think there's two reasons for that. One, Paula was really good. Like Paula sometimes is the one I find she will start conflict between the girls, but she didn't do any of that, I think, because she won last year, and also she's, you know, she was a little more confident. She wasn't, you know, in the kind of go insane and start fights mode. And Jen with two N's wasn't there, we previously mentioned. So I think you take those two catalysts away, you
Yeah.
know, it kind of takes away the instigators.
Right. I just thought of two other things that I predict will be brought up. The racism thing
Oh,
will
yeah.
become a big topic, and also the pulling up of Mandy's shirt.
Oh,
And that seems so far in the
yeah,
past.
I totally, it's. Yeah, because I have so early that the whole.
And they'll probably fight. What's Sarah and what's his name? My God, I forget.
Vinny.
It's so long ago. Vinny, yeah. They'll probably have a little. They'll have it out.
It'd be
But
interesting to see like how Vinny is there because he was very defensive, and I kind of wonder if he's gonna still be defensive or if he will just kind of try to blow it over and say, "Well, she forgive me," you know.
yeah, I mean. One thing to think about though, like I won't go into this too much more because I mean we don't want to give everything away, but not everyone is always on the reunion.
That's
Sometimes they'll
true.
just take like the last, I don't know, like seven teams or something, and they don't bring the first people because they really don't have anything to add. But I think that they'll bring Sarah and Vinny just because they need to talk about that topic.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, like I don't see Priscilla and Nate doing much.
yeah, exactly.
We should probably wrap this up though. We're getting this is I think our longest podcast by far.
Ever.
But we will be back next week to discuss the reunion. And if you have any questions or comments, please email us at wearechallenged@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at wearechallenged. And you can be tweeting, live tweeting the reunion as well.
Yep, for sure.
So yeah, check her out Wednesday at 10. Liz will be hopefully discussing lots of fun drama during the reunion, and then we'll podcast later that night maybe. And
Yeah, we'll make some projections about the next
yeah,
season.
I think we have to talk. Hopefully we'll get some emails and discuss what people want.
Yeah.
Maybe try to talk to the Twitter followers and see what we want for the next season, which I don't know when it's exactly going to be, but hopefully it's only maybe 6 months away.
Yeah. And then we'll get a preview for the real world season as
Oh
well.
yes, of
So
course.
we'll definitely
And then
discuss
we'll
that.
discuss maybe whether we want to watch it or not.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm gonna leave you, Matt, with a question to come back to next week.
Okay.
Because it's one thing that I just realized we didn't discuss out of the bleep they should have shown. But they did a segment about the perfect seven.
Ah,
And
yes.
so what they did is they were determining what the perfect, they said basically all the girls combined in that house, none of them were a perfect 10, but if you put certain body parts together, they would make a perfect 7, which is really, really horrible but funny. And so they were putting weird body parts together. So my question is for to bring back next week, and I'll put it on myself as well for the guys. You can pick three body parts from three different girls and make a specimen out of it, to make the perfect seven. So you think about that and come back, and I'll think about that with the guys as well. And it doesn't have to just be physical. We can say like
Yeah.
on someone's intellect as well, or wittiness or something. But yeah, I leave you with that. So we look forward to the reunion. It's always one of my favorite things to watch. I like seeing them all come together in like a real life setting without too much editing, where they're actually just talking to
And
each
with CT having hair?
other. He looked really weird in the bleep they should have shown,
Yeah.
I think. Anyways, and yeah, so yeah, follow me when I'm live tweeting next Wednesday at We Are Challenged. And yeah, we'll see you next week for the final podcast of this season.
See you next week.